Hello, everybody. I want to mention this. I used to start calls like this on the hour. So it would be 1 o'clock or 10 o'clock, depending where you are in the country. And what would happen is people would come on like 7 minutes late. And it was because they had a client. So I understand that. You know, you have a client, you have to finish up and do whatever bookkeeping you have to do, and then you get on the call. So I made the call 1:10 to accommodate that. But now I notice the people come on at 1:13 or 1:15. So I'm going to say try to be on the call at 1:05 so we can start promptly at 1:10. All right, what I want to do is I want to share some thoughts, and then as usual, I'd like to open it up so you can share your experiences, your victories, your frustrations, your questions, anything that relates to your business making you the kind of money you feel that you deserve to make. I want to just start out by talking about how lucky, honestly, how lucky we are that we came in contact with this product and this company at this time. Because as I become more active in promoting this, I meet a lot of people who try to promote back at me, right? Like they go, oh, well, I sell this one. And I don't want to start mentioning names, but I just realized that people sometimes have it in their head that you choose a direct marketing product and that's the one you represent. And I understand that thinking. Purely from a business perspective, it makes sense because that's where you want to devote all your energy. But when I listen to the pitches for the other products, I can't help but sit there and go, what we have is so much better. Now, I wouldn't say that in those words, but it is. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Any legitimate product that is aimed at improving health, any legitimate product is aimed at improving health, will improve conditions over time. Because you've all heard me talk about the disease continuum. People don't develop chronic disease in a day. It happens gradually. So the reversal also must happen gradually. So it's not like you take an aspirin and pain goes away. If you have chronic disease, if you have dysbiosis, if you have irritable bowel syndrome, there's no pill that you could take that suddenly makes you better. So any legitimate product that is really aimed at improving health has to work over time. Now that makes it a little bit of a hard sell because sometimes people don't have the discipline or the patience to stay the course. So, you know, people will buy apple cider vinegar and they'll use it in the morning for a couple of weeks and then they go, oh, it's not really doing anything. And then they'll buy some probiotic capsules and they'll try it for a couple of weeks. And they go, oh, it's not really doing anything. And they don't have the wherewithal to even assess how they're improving. So when we look at this product, we look at the properties it has to act in the gut, which is also, by the way, the immune system. It helps to repopulate the gut flora. It helps to shake up and eradicate the excesses and overgrowth and bad bacteria. That happens over time. So there's legitimacy in that it is helping people improve their health. Stay on this product, live your life healthfully, and you will be in better condition 6 months from now than you are right now, and better condition a year from now than you are 6 months from now. Now, there are other products that can make that same claim. Well, this product, you rub it on your skin and it increases growth hormone and over time. And I can argue that, but I want to tell you something else about this product. Some people feel it right away. So we have this dual benefit in that we're talking to people truly about improving their health. If the root cause of all disease is inflammation, and it is, then we have something with an anti-inflammatory property. It's helping people over time. But the energy that some people feel happens in 3 days, for some people instantly, like literally the first day. So, you know, the debates with me, I almost feel like anybody I'm talking to is outmatched. Not because their product isn't sound, but because in terms of appeal and true benefit, man, this is a great product. And that's the reason we're here. That's the reason I'm standing behind it, and that's the reason you guys connected with it. So when people don't understand what it is that you have, they will say stupid things. When Gary gets on, he's going to bring up an issue that he has, and I'll wait until then to address it. But they'll say things because they don't understand. So that's why I'm urging you guys not to get thrown when somebody says, oh, but I'm using this one. It just means they don't understand yet. They may not become a customer today. That's okay. But they still may become a customer. Because in all likelihood, what they're using isn't going to bring about the benefit that this will. Secondly, I recently wrote an article. Troy from Canada, are you here? Troy publishes a magazine for entrepreneurs, and he's doing an interview with me, and he asked me to write an article. And I just wrote the article and submitted it, and there's something in there that I thought it would be really valuable to share with you guys. On my night table, next to my bed, this has been there for 30 years. I've gotten new editions, but that this book that I'm about to tell you has been on my night table for 30 years. I've moved. The book came with me, or I replaced it with a new one. And the book is called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's an old book. I never finish reading it. I could read it from cover to cover in an hour and a half, but I never finish reading it. It's that valuable. So when I think about my early mentors, the truth is my early mentors were people I didn't know, in some cases people who aren't alive, because they wrote books that inspired me. And there have been many books that inspired me, but there are four that I would say have such immense value, and they will never become outdated. So I happened to mention that in the article, and I thought, you know what, I should share this with the group. Because you don't have to read the books, although you're certainly invited to, and maybe some of you have read them. But understand the principles, because they apply. And when I say this is an ideal product for the reasons I just gave you, when we compare the opportunity to what we can learn from these four pivotal success books, it's a perfect match. So I mentioned As a Man Thinketh. As a Man Thinketh was about a person with a lisp who spoke like this. No, it has nothing to do with that. As a Man Thinketh is very simply, as we think, so shall we be. That could be the entire book. But it gives explanations. And it gives examples. And it is so powerful in helping anyone understand that we are truly in control of our own destiny. So with all of these newfangled programs and offerings related to mindset, it all starts there. Now, James Allen didn't initiate this. It's actually biblical, and it even comes from before that. It's timeless in its power to change somebody's life. As you think, so shall you be. And when you start to really lock into this, and when you start to catch your own beliefs, and you start to catch your own thoughts, and you start to interrupt them and replace them with better thoughts, not only do you realize how your perspectives and ultimately your outcomes are changing, but you start to notice the negative mindset in other people. And you want to help them change it. But not everybody is open to this. So there are a whole lot of people who are locked in to their negative thinking. And as they think, so shall they be. And if they think doom and gloom, and the world is a miserable place, and people are mean, and nothing works, that becomes their reality. So something that you cannot help but note when you listen to anybody who's a 200K, and you listen to what Jenny is now filtering through to you guys, so much of this is mindset. So realize this, you're with a company that encourages the methodology of As a Man Thinketh. As we think, so shall we be. So you have to catch yourself when you're thinking, this won't work. Nobody wants to buy. These are not true thoughts. How do I know? Because there are people making millions of dollars doing what you're being asked to do. But if you let your thoughts go in that direction, unfortunately, that will become your reality. So one of the most beautiful things about this book, and if you've never read it, it's worth the investment of $8. You realize that you're in control of what you think. And ultimately, then, you're in control of how things turn out. It doesn't always happen in a straight line. Rarely does it happen without obstacles. But if you know that you can overcome the obstacles, even without knowing how initially, just knowing you can, then you can. So that's one of the books. Second book, and you might think it's really outdated because it's old, like from before the internet. That's how old, even older than that. But it is written by Zig Ziglar, and it's called See You at the Top. And I went through a period of time where I was determined to learn to sell ethically, yet I was so opposed to selling. And this book changed everything for me. And Zig Ziglar, who sold everything from pots and pans to encyclopedias door to door, not only was his attitude incredible, not only was he a fantastic speaker and motivator, but he approached every human interaction as an opportunity to make somebody's life better. So when he knocked on a door with his pots and pans, ready for a stranger to open the door, he honestly believed he was about to make their life better. When you look at what we have in terms of our business, but now supplemented by this supplemental product, there's nobody here who doesn't believe that we can make people's life better. There's nobody here who's selling a product they don't believe can really change people's lives. The third book is Think and Grow Rich, which I would guess most of you have been exposed to. It is a life-changing book. It takes a bit of patience to read because now there are so many self-help people kind of reinventing that information that you'd have a tendency to read and go, oh, I know this, oh, I know this. But I'm going to tell you, if you've never read it, read it cover to cover and do what it tells you. Because it takes the premise, and as a man thinketh, and it turns it into necessary action steps. If you follow the steps outlined in Think and Grow Rich, you cannot do anything but succeed. And the fourth book is a book by George Clason, The Richest Man in Babylon. And this is actually a financial book, but it's written as parables, ancient stories. And it's written in such a way that it's an enjoyable read, but it gives you such powerful ahas. And they're simplistic, but man, they rival the work of the greatest financial planners on the planet. So one of the early premises in the book is a part of all you earn is yours to keep. Now, I know personal trainers are rarely putting away a whole lot of money. There are exceptions, but I know personal trainers, when you get married and you have kids, challenges show up and everything costs money, so that means you work harder and you train more people. And you do it so that you can meet the financial demands. And you're missing that very basic premise of a part of all you earn is yours to keep. Here's an opportunity to significantly increase what you earn so it becomes simple to keep some of it every time you get paid. Another premise out of that book is start thy purse to fattening, meaning money needs to go in, and that money needs to create more money. And what a beautiful system we have, where you can make money by selling products to customers, but you can also recruit other people who will make money selling products to customers and pay you in the process. The richest man in Babylon teaches, make thy gold multiply. Well, that's exactly what this does. Every time you get a brand promoter to hit their VIP, money is pouring to you. And I'm not going to go through every premise in the book, but those that I remember, you know, one that really stands out is ensure a future. Because again, living the life of a personal trainer and being around personal trainers, many of them have this really realistic fear, what happens if you get sick? Because there is no 401k. And some of you probably do have savings put aside and do have an IRA, but most personal trainers don't. So by building a business that really generates residual income, you are ensuring your future. So I share that not because I want you to go out and read those four books, but it was just in the front of my mind because I just wrote this article and I thought, not only are these really good premises to share with you guys, but Lavelle is in perfect alignment with everything that I just shared. So anytime you have a thought, this is not for me, people don't want to buy it, it's too much work, I don't have enough time, you got to go back to As a Man Thinketh. Your thoughts are creating your outcomes. Those are not truths. They will become your truths if you repeat the thoughts. Jenny, anything you want to add to that? Because I know I hear you absorbing and sharing a great deal about mindset, and I see you getting better and better and better at catching other people and helping them make the shifts.
Oh, yeah. This is so incredible, everything you just said. And, well, it's so applicable to what we're doing. And the further I get into this, the more I learn about our company, the more I just feel like, this is a treasure. Like, this is a treasure that we have, because everything you just said, that's the owners, that's their heart. Like, if you start to, you know, get to know more about them as people and when they started this and what their vision and their, you know, mission was, that was their heart. Everything you just said, you know, creating these options for people and helping people be more confident and shifting people. It really is self, it's growth, it's self-improvement. That's their hearts. Everybody live better. What's the mission statement, right? Everyone deserves to live the life, or, you know, so everybody can live the life they deserve. And that was their mission statement. That meant you feel good and your health is well, so that's the life you deserve. And you have a residual legacy business here that you can build for you, for your family, for your children. We will never take it from you. It will always be there. It is your legacy business that you can pass down into your family. So that is their heart. And the leaders, the closer I get with the leaders, you know, like Elise and her husband, the more amazed I am, because like Phil's saying, are there other good companies? Of course. Are there other good products? Of course. I'm never going to argue that. I have yet to meet someone who was with another company, and at this point I've met a lot of people with other companies, who said, wow, I could reach up to the very top just like that. They couldn't. They've told me time and time again, those people were off limits. We could have never talked to those people. We could have never shared with those people. And here our people are going and doing free retreats, right, to help everyone grow and improve. And so when you see that that is the true heart of this company, you then realize not only do we have a treasure in this product that changed my life and hundreds of people now that I've seen firsthand, but what a treasure it is to be a part of that heart, you know, the mission that they are trying to do. They call it a movement. It really is a movement. Whether the company has this, you know, like this Thrive Nourish program, I mean, they do incredible things because they come from that place. And so, yeah, when you want to compare apples to apples or people want to, like, feel fun. I mean, it's happened to me many times. Well, I do this. I just had it happen this morning. Some lady has a cream, right, like that hormone cream or something. You guys might have seen it. And she's sending me all these pictures and all this research and all this stuff, you know. And I love that she has something that she likes and has found, you know. But what I'm saying is if you go deeper into those products in that company, you're not going to find what we have here. You just won't find it.
So we're all perfectly aligned. So the question always comes down to why doesn't everybody make it? And the easy answer is, well, some people are just luckier, you know? Look at Jenny. She's lucky. She's got a Cadillac. Look how lucky she is. I mean, it's easy to do that. It's easy to dismiss people's hard work by just deciding they were lucky. I know, you know, for many years it used to frustrate me because after going through a whole lot in building my career, I would sometimes do a seminar at one of the conferences, and there would be a room full of personal trainers, and some of them inevitably would come up to me at the end and they go, I want to do what you do. How do I do what you do? And I'd say, well, what do I do? And they go, well, you just speak and you get paid. You have no idea what I do or what went into it to put me on a platform in front of you guys. So it's very easy to protect your own ego by going, well, she's just lucky. Well, those people are just lucky. Well, the 200Ks are just lucky. But you know what? That book, The Richest Man in Babylon, addresses luck. And there is, in fact, such a thing as luck. But the quote is, men of action are favored by the goddess of luck. So that's the truth. The truth is, when you take action, people will perceive you as being lucky. So there's really no secret here. Get customers, get promoters. Love the product, share the product. Like, honestly, there's really no secret here. So what will shut you down? Mindset. I've said it at least a dozen times, and I'll keep saying it because it's the only thing that can shut you down. Because the only reason you will not take the actions is mindset. And as soon as you decide it doesn't work for you or it doesn't work in your neighborhood or the people around you have been exposed to too many products or people don't want to spend the money, as soon as you take on those global beliefs, remember what I told you, as we think, so shall we be. So choose your thoughts and don't choose those thoughts because they will do nothing but limit you. So Jenny and I have started doing two-on-one calls where two of us together are contacting you guys and working with you for a next step. What we want to do is prevent overwhelm. What we want to do is prevent complacency. Somebody came on and there's a little noise, so I'm going to mute everybody. So remember, before you participate, hit star six. Jenny, you can unmute. So we're going to continue that. If you haven't heard from me yet, feel free to reach out to me. You can call, you can text. And the intention, when Jenny and I get on the phone with you, is we're going to listen. We're going to listen to what your present challenge is. We're going to take a look at your account. We're going to look at where your next milestone is. And together, we're going to figure out what the best course is for you to get there, but not in a way that's overwhelming, in a way that we could just nail it down to here's what you should focus on now. And we'll do it in such a way that you agree. This is not us imposing anything on you. It's literally a conversation. So we know that everyone here has the same opportunity. Naive or otherwise, I still have the belief that everyone here is very capable of earning well over $100,000, many of us more. But I don't think anybody in this group should fall short. So if it just requires a mindset shift, we'll work with you on that. If it requires signing up some new promoters, we'll help you figure out how to do that. We'll even help you with the calls. We'll do whatever it takes. But stuck is the worst place you can be.
Yeah.
If you're on this call just as an exercise, but you're stuck, you're listening and you're going, yeah, but I don't really have any people. I've really exhausted everybody that I have. I can't call anybody else. They'll get mad at me. I can't go back to my old clients. If you're stuck in that place and you're coming up with all the reasons why there's nothing else you can do, you have to stop and say, this is exactly what Phil's talking about. This is my poisonous, toxic mindset. It's not real. It's only real for you because you're creating it. So we will help you get unstuck. So if you feel like there's no reason for me to talk to Phil and Jenny because I'm stuck and there's nothing they can do, that's your mindset. Justifying stagnation is a bottomless pit. In other words, if you go, well, I haven't signed anybody up in 3 weeks and I missed my VIP, and the difference is all these other people have clients who want to buy the product and I don't, that's justifying you being stagnant. That's your ego going, well, there's a reason I suck at this. You don't suck at this. You're just stuck.
Yeah.
So that's the reason for these two-on-one calls, is to get you unstuck. And I'm going to give you one more way this disguises itself. It sometimes disguises itself as false confidence. If you're having a thought, I got this. What can they tell me? I got this. But you're not producing, then please recognize you don't got this.
Yep.
If you're producing and you go, I got this, yes, then you got it. Honestly, then you don't need me. You don't need Jenny. You can just roll. But if you have the thought, hey, I know what to do. It's kind of like when you get a potential client, they go, I know what to do, I just don't do it. Really what that means is they don't know what to do, right? That's just their mindset blocking them. So all of the scenarios I just described all represent mindset reasons you're stuck, and there's no reason to be. So I want to make sure that all of you are open to setting up these two-on-one calls. We're taking the time to do it because we want to see everybody succeed. That's the reason.
Yep.
Jenny, anything you want to add to that? And then I want to open it up to any experiences or questions that people have.
Yeah, just one more thing. I know that's what you're going to put on my gravestone. Just one more thing. You know, I had a local at my house this weekend for one of my new promoters here in town. And Cassie came. Cassie's my sponsor, right? So we were sitting here talking after the local, and this just goes to show that everyone has mindset issues and fears, every one of us. So if you're thinking you don't have a mindset issue or fear, I'm sorry, but you do. Everybody does. It's just identifying what it is and then getting to the root of it and then reprogramming it. That's really, in essence, what we have to do. But we were sitting here in my kitchen, and I have a local coming up October 11th in town, and I am going to knock this local out of the flipping park. It's going to be standing room only. I'm going to make sure that that house is packed, okay? So I've been working really diligently to do that. So while we were talking, Cassie and Jenny, my new promoter, mentioned this woman here in town that I don't know. And she's a registered dietitian and apparently has a remarkable following of people. She kind of took the faster way to fat loss program, right, that's so popular right now, and then she kind of rebranded it and whatever, made it her own, yada, yada, yada. It's gone very well for her. Well, Cassie kind of knows her in a roundabout way, and my sponsor, Cassie, said, well, I wanted to invite her, but she was afraid to reach out. She'd never come. Just listen.
Right? I want to invite her, but she'd never come.
Yes.
Right? That's
yes.
The mindset. Yep.
She said, I'm not qualified. I'm just a teacher. These are the things that came out of her mouth, my sponsor. I looked at her. I said, you've got to be kidding me right now. You guys, I'm going to have you know, I don't know this woman. I pulled up Facebook Messenger. I messaged her right in front of Jenny and Cassie, and they both sat there and looked at me like I was half crazy, and I'm okay with that at this point. Do you know that she's coming to our local? And I chatted with her this morning, and we're going to make a big poster, and she's going to go co-promote it on Facebook. She signs up 100 new clients every month for her program. So Cassie's like, you're kidding me. And I said, Cassie, what? Look, this is my point. You cannot make decisions for people. And if you are going to be controlled by those mindsets, it's going to be so hard for you to grow fast. You can grow, but do you want to grow fast? Because I do. So you just have to say, screw it. You know, you just have to say, screw it. Don't make people's minds up for them. Open up the doors. So what if somebody says no? Okay, thank you anyway, because I've gotten lots of those too, so don't think I haven't. But I just wanted to share that story because sometimes I think we think that people that are above us in this company or have been at it longer don't have those mindsets, and they do. We all do. So Phil and I want to help you guys. Let's recognize them. Let's figure out what they are, and let's just bust right through them.
Who has a thought, an experience, a frustration, a wall, a question to share? If I were in a place where I were in my first 14 days and I didn't yet have enough promoters and customers to earn my VIP, then I would probably ask the question, what do I do? I think even now there's a fear because people don't want to ask a stupid question. Or listen, this is your opportunity really to not only for yourself to grow but to help all of us grow, because whatever concern question you have, other people here either have or will have as they move to your level. If you're hovering around 2,800, 3,100, and you're not quite sure how to hit 4K, be a good question to ask. If over the last 10 days you realize you haven't signed up any customers and you love the product, it's a good question to ask. If you're giving out samples and people are avoiding you, it's a good question to ask. So honestly, unless everybody here is really producing at the level they want to, I would really hope that somebody would share either an honest, sincere question, not a gratuitous one just for the sake of asking because I'm pushing, or just share an experience, even if it was a great one or a tentative one, because it's going to help everybody. So, you know, the inspiration that I hope Jenny and I provide is worth something, but it's not near the value of you asking a question and getting it answered, or you sharing an experience and us talking about it. So with that, who has a thought? Keep in mind, you're all muted. Star 6 to unmute.
Hey,
also,
Phil,
we can
Gary.
Share Jen's story.
Okay, Gary first, and then was that Tammy also?
No, Christy.
Christy, okay. So go ahead. Gary?
Well, as you know, my text I sent you that I was frustrated over, some of the clients that I got on the product, specifically one who keeps telling me all these, giving me all these reasons why, the product you shouldn't take and this and that. One of the questions that he said that comes up a lot is, if this product makes you feel so good after taking the product for, like 20 minutes after you take it, now you start to feel good, then it can't be good for you.
Right. This is somebody who needs a mindset adjustment. However, it's not your job to give it to them, because the thinking is so irrational. And I said this last week that it's one thing I have trouble with is when people think irrationally. I can help influence somebody, but when they think irrationally, because think about what they're saying. Let's reverse it. Only if I feel bad can something be good for me, right? If we take the converse of what you said, if this makes me feel so good, it can't be good for me, then the converse of that would be only a good product would make you feel bad. It goes against logic. It's absurd. So what I would do is I would laugh and just go on with the workout. Like, I wouldn't even acknowledge it. Or I would go, so you're really feeling good? Yeah, fantastic. And then I would go forward. It's not even worth the debate. And then I think the very simple switch to flip, rather than trying to justify, because if they have this mindset, it's like you're just throwing something against the wall, it's going to come right back at you. If you go, well, no, it's healthy because it has anti-inflammatories, and go, nah, can't be if it's this good. Then you go, well, no, it's healthy because it has probiotics. Nah, can't be. It's worthless. So I would just conclude by going, listen, I use the product. I only put things in my body that are good for me. So I'm going to keep using it. I feel good, and I'm improving my health. I hope you will too. And honestly, I would close the door on the conversation. Like, I wouldn't even let somebody suck me into that conversation.
Yeah, he does. He's a client I train 3 times a week in the morning. You know who he is, the guy that you spoke to. And it's very, he goes, he said this, and I'm sure all the people have gotten this too. If it makes you feel, if it makes you feel good like that, it's got to be a drug. There's too much stimulant in it. And I'm like, and, oh, then he was telling me that all the vitamin B vitamins are energy producing vitamins, and that's why there's so much energy.
Good. Very good. Thank you for sharing that with me. Now do four sets of curls. Honestly, like, I'm not engaging in the dialogue. Because, Gary, you can't – he's sucking you into a no-win debate. So here's the bottom line. He feels good. If he wants to keep feeling good, he'll keep using the product. And honestly, that's it. I don't mean to make light of it and oversimplify it. I'm just telling you, like, when we let somebody affect us in that way – the irrational comments become so much bigger, and they will drain you. And I'm saying, don't even open yourself up to that. Like, there's no way that you're going to have this debate, and he's going to go, oh, my God, you're right. It's really healthy. So you just have to laugh it off. Jenny, would you handle it differently?
Yeah, no. You know, I've just come to – I'm just unavailable for things like that. I am unavailable because I do not have time to debate with you. You feel good? Stay on it. You don't want to stay on it? Okay, don't, because I'm
that's
moving
it.
On to that does. That's it.
Right. Go find something healthy that'll make – you know what? Here's what I would say. You know what? If it makes you feel too good, don't do it anymore. Go find something healthy that makes you feel like shit. Like, that's the twisted logic. So, honestly, I just wouldn't engage in the debate. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, what I told him was, I said, listen, if it makes you feel good, then it's got to be good for you, right? So, and then he thought I'm going to say, I said, well, listen, Jason, this is Jason. I said, listen, I wouldn't take anything that I didn't think that made me feel good. If you don't like it, don't take it. I like it. I feel great on it. So I'm taking it. And I cut it off there because, like you said, I don't want to talk about it all the time.
That's it. That's it.
He's
done.
Feeling, but the bottom line is he's feeling good on it.
Yeah, and you know, he might be a person, I have a woman that lives in Vail, Colorado, that was so apprehensive to trying this, and she did, and it's so funny, because there were a couple times I tried to tag her on Facebook, you know, when I wanted her to share a story, or her experience, or yada, 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 and she always gets really rude about it, like, please don't tag me on these things, like, I know you love Thrive, but please don't include me in these things, and I was like, okay, but what's so funny is she still orders the product every month and she still takes it, but she just, like, is what I call, like, a closet. She doesn't want to admit. She doesn't want to swallow her pride, right, because she was like that at the beginning too. Like, he is, well, you know, picking it apart and telling me it wasn't going to do anything. And so he might be one of those. Like, you just might want to let it lie and, you know, maybe he'll just keep ordering and you just don't need to have a lot of conversation about it or not. But that's what she did. I want you to think of yourself
– I'm going to say this to everybody. I want you to think of yourself as literally having a protective sphere around you. And when somebody starts to bring you frustration, aggravation, negative emotion, and especially when it's irrational, it's sort of like you just activate the sphere and you just can't hear them anymore. Honestly, it's not worth engaging with these people. I've made this mistake many times in my life, and it drains you to the point that you're bringing it to this call. So I understand it, but I'm saying you just got to, in a sense, laugh it off. It's absurd. So that's why I'm saying, just as Jenny said, she's not available. That's the best way to handle it. Like, listen, you said it right, Gary. I like it. I feel good on it. It's improving my health. You do what you want. And that's it. Like, just let it lie. Just leave it alone. And if he makes comments, you don't have to engage. You could just kind of laugh. Okay. Must be a drug. All right. Good one.
And have confidence that that's not going to be the majority of your people. It's going to be very few, if any. So
it feels like the majority of your people in two scenarios. One is when you only have few people, right? Because it can seem like if you only have four customers and one of them is a pain in the ass, it feels heavy. But when you have 400 customers and one's a pain in the ass, you really get to a point where you realize it's just not worth your time. Honestly, it's just not worth your time. So, you know, Gary, you're still building. So I understand. The fact is, he was a difficult one. I spoke to him, and he ended up buying it. So that's a victory, you know? And he's a difficult one still. That's who he is. Yeah. But there will be many more that are not. And you're going to have people who rave about it. And it makes me laugh when people call me like 1 week into the product and they tell me as if I don't know. Right, Jenny? I'm sure you get this all the time. They go, oh, my God, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't get tired. I don't get tired at 4 o'clock. And I sleep like a baby. Like they're telling me all the things as if I have no idea. So you're going to get those and they make up for him 100 times over. They will.
Yep, absolutely.
Who else? What else do you want to share?
I think Christy was next.
Christy?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I forgot star six. I have a very similar client that Gary has with Jen, and she was like, I didn't feel energy, so I drank coffee and this and that, and she was like going on and on. So I started asking her questions about like what she takes to go to sleep and medications, and it turns out she was taking Xanax and Ambien just to sleep. So, of course, she's waking up tired and groggy, and she needs 5 different stimulants to wake up. So I got her to stop taking the Xanax. She's still taking Ambien. But then she called me and was telling me how she still doesn't have energy, but did a 1-hour Orange Theory class and then came home and walked her dog for 30 minutes after.
All right, but Christy, talk about her reaction in the class where you said everybody was having a great class.
Yeah, she's just a very miserable person. I coached at Orange Theory, and I was playing like 80s rock music and Def Leppard, and everyone's running and hooting and hollering, and she's moving from the treadmill, starts walking, running, moves to the bike, or bouncing all around and saying she's bored. So I'm like, I don't know what else I can do for this woman to make her not be bored.
Okay,
so
but
I think she's just in her own mind.
Yeah, it's not your job to babysit the difficult people. And I granted, Chris, you and I had this conversation. It's unfortunate that she's one of your first three because, again, it seems big because there are only three, and one of them and borderline two are difficult. But that's not going to be the big picture. What's that?
She even said that. She's like, it's good that one of your first customers is like me. Then you'll know how to be prepared for anybody. I'm like, well, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I just think, look, one thing is she didn't follow your directions. She continued to use caffeine. She jumped right to a full dose. So that just says a lot about, she's not even complying from day one. So I'm not saying dismiss her completely, but I'm saying the same thing I said to Gary is don't let this one person who's really becoming a pain in the ass affect you and your mindset. So you give her access enough to give her the information she needs, and then she doesn't get access anymore. Like, that's it. You can give her what she needs. You can correct her when she makes mistakes. But it's not your job to coach her as to when to get off her medications and how to live her life. There's a reason she's on so many medications. She does have some issues and neuroses, and she's dealing with a lot of stuff. So it's not your job to solve all her problems. You got her a great product. At this point, it's really up to her if she listens to you. So, I'm glad we're bringing these things up so we can talk about them. I don't want anybody here to get consumed by the negativity because it's such a small part of what I deal with, honestly.
And I was going to say, as it applies to your mindset with situations like that too, this is something else that I've learned as I've gone is when it would, first, I had this one woman who didn't eat all day, right? She would thrive in the morning. She didn't eat anything all day long, didn't drink any water, goes out to dinner that evening. First thing she does is order alcohol, drinks the alcohol, gets sick, gets dizzy, right? Duh. Then she wants to blame it on Thrive, okay? So she literally packs up her Thrive, drops it off on my front doorstep, okay? And this has been months ago now. But at that time, I was in a different place with my mindset. And so it's really easy to kind of question, oh, gosh, was it the Thrive? What, do I have what I think I have? Like, these things might go through your head. So I've altered that mindset to if somebody's going to be a difficult case, they're not going to follow the instructions, they're not going to do what I ask them to do. I now go from a place of, I almost pity them. Wow, that really sucks that they're not going to get the benefit from this product. Instead of me questioning myself, my motives, my product, my company, now I've shifted it to, wow, that really sucks for them. I'm sorry they're making this choice because they are going to be sorry and they're going to miss the benefit of this product in their health. So when you have things like that come at you, shift your mindset, that direction, if that makes sense.
I think it's also really valuable to be connected to this group, to the Facebook group, to Jenny's larger group. I think it's valuable because then you realize this is the minority, Like, again, in your world, if you only have three people and one of them is difficult, it seems like a lot. But when you really look globally, it is so few. There are so few people that I have spoken to who are negative. And by the way, the ones you're mentioning, you know, Gary, I spoke to your guy. Christy, I spoke to Jen. So there are those people, but they're so few and far between. And as you build your network and your customer base and your promoter base, honestly, you're going to get better, just as Jenny did, at going, "Yeah, I feel bad for her." But then you move forward. Honestly, that's what you do. You can't let it affect you. I hope that helps. And the bottom line is, when we're talking about some of these difficult people, believe it or not, some of them will continue to buy the product maybe forever. They will complain about anything. So let them have their complaint, don't feed into it, and you go forward. Hey, Tony, you want to give us an update on the doctor?
Well, we had a great meeting. And I was taking out my iPad to perform the do the transaction, and she got a call from her secretary because she has two locations that the client that she would needed to see was at the second location she had, and she had to leave. So
wait, you're at the point, just for clarity, you're at the point where you said, "Let's get you started," and she said, "Okay," and she was ready to make the purchase, right?
Yes. So I have the iPad out. I'm starting to open the account. And it rings, "Doc, do you realize that you have a 215, you know, and the Old Bridge location?" "Oh, okay, your client is there." "Okay, I have to leave. Text me." And, I mean, I'm still pissed because I didn't physically get the opening of it, but it was a tremendous breakthrough for me because, you know, all the things that we had gone over, and again, you know, I'm big on role plays, but all the things that we role played, really, you know, it helped because I wasn't at a loss at what to say. And what really helped me was going into, "So how are things going with you?" And, you know, miraculously, she turned into a person.
Right. Rather than a doctor who has influence, she turned into a person with her own issues.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, so you went in. Initially, you were concerned because you felt like you had to give her samples, and you turned that corner pretty easily where she was ready to buy.
Yep.
So that was a great lesson, and I want everybody else to hear it. Is sometimes we go in thinking, you know, if somebody goes, "I want to try the product," I don't know why that makes you think they said, "I want free samples," because that's not what they said. They said, "I want to try the product." So I want everybody to get out of that mode where the first go-to is, "Let me give you free samples." If somebody says, "I want to try the product," I'll go, "Great, just like Tony took out the iPad. I'll take out my phone. Let's order it for you." So let's not think. Again, that's a mindset issue that Tony felt like, "Well, this is a person of influence. I said I was going to give her the samples." But he went in with a different mindset, and she turned around ready to buy. Unfortunately, Murphy's Law showed up, and it got interrupted by something you couldn't predict. So where is it now? Are you going to call her today?
Well, I texted her. She said that Friday was a busy day, and I should text her tomorrow about arranging the day. But like I said, it was great to have that breakthrough, and I would have loved to have walked away with the order. But I mean, we were right there. I mean, she, you know, and I know her too. So there was some things that led up to that, and she's a very scientific-minded person. But there was a lot less resistance than I had thought there was going to be. Even though she was asking about the science, she was nodding her head and yesing everything that I was saying.
Yeah.
So she didn't
remember this too.
She didn't ask for any of that.
Remember this too. When somebody is in a truly decision-making mode, they're in their emotional mind. And in your emotional mind, you don't create lists. So as long as you're talking about the science, they're in their linear rational mind. So the more you feed into that, the less likely they are to make a decision. And I know that runs counter to what we think. We think if we teach them and tell them and explain, then they'll buy. But it's the opposite. And I'm not saying don't give them the information they want. I'm just saying when you get them into their emotional mind, they make the decision, and that's what you experienced. You said suddenly she became a person, not a scientist. And we talked about what she wants, and it was her emotion, and the solution is the product. Boom, there it is. And you feel that this is inevitable, that she's getting the product now. It's just you have to find the right time to talk to her, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that was beneficial is that today she's seeing one of my clients who's loving the product. She and her husband on the product, and she's all over and very diligent and seeing a lot of benefit from it. And we use her as sort of a testament to the validity of the product. So the fact
Perfect.
That she's seeing her today, you know, is really helpful.
Awesome. Thanks, Tony. Hey, hit *6 because there's a little noise coming from your phone. Anyone else? A final thought, comment, question about anything at all? Going once. I'm curious, and if you guys want to email me or text me privately, I'm really curious why. Like, you may say, well, I don't have a question. I don't know what to ask. But even if it's how do I get this going faster? How do I get to 4K? How do I hit my 12K? What could I say to get a promoter? Like, all of these things are answerable. You know, all of these things are, if you're sitting by yourself stuck, nothing's going to change between the beginning of this call and the end of the call. So I'm curious why, and if you want to text me or Jenny and really just tell me, like, why you're not comfortable asking the question or sharing the frustration, because that's our intention. And I think when we do a two-on-one, people are a lot more open. Maybe they don't want to speak in a forum like this. But you get us for 3 hours a week. So anything you bring here, that's the direction the call takes.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, since nobody else is going to say anything, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say, I don't know, you know, this is just pertaining to me, but because I have prior experience in, you know, network marketing, I'm personally having trouble approaching people about the products that I could have, that, you know, I have plenty of people to approach, but I'm having trouble approaching some of these people that could be good for the business, for my business, because of the mindset that I have about it. Like, I feel like I have a ulterior motive that's not, I don't know. I just feel like, you know.
No, I understand. They will think like you're trying to sell them something. I understand
that.
We've all gone through that. We've all gone through it.
Thank you for speaking up, by the way. Thank you for saying something.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it. I feel like I'm being ingenuine almost. And, you know I have this great product for people, but I feel like for them to get on it, I have to force, I'm like forcing it down their throat because nobody really wants it. That's what my mindset is right now.
Well, you did a tremendous job of identifying it. Honestly, that's the first step, is you're identifying the block, and that's what Jenny said earlier. So now we simply need to work on overcoming it. And the best way to overcome it, Gary, is to have evidence. Like, the more you do it and the more people say yes, the faster that mindset changes. Now, I understand the kind of paradox in that, because it's kind of like nobody will give you your first credit card until you have credit, right? So you go, well, how do I get the first one if I have the mindset block? But that's where I think Jenny and I, when we work with you two-on-one, we'll be able to set that as the next thing that you have to do. And we'll role play it, and we'll work on it, and you will overcome it. So you did a great job, honestly, just identifying it. But realize, like anything, sometimes the best way to address a fear is to step right into it and do it anyway. Like, even though you have this belief, now you realize it's just a limiting mindset. And I'm also going to give you my always go-to that never fails. My always go-to that never fails is honesty. So if ever you're doing it and you start to feel that, I would say it to them. I would go, you know what, I got this great product. I really feel funny. I feel like you're going to think I'm trying to sell you something. And that in itself, because you said it seems disingenuous, you couldn't be any more genuine than that. But you somehow have to find a way to not let that block hold you back, because ultimately the way to overcome it is to prove to yourself that it's not true. So we will work on that, and I'll contact you in a little while by text, and we'll set up a time for the three of us to talk. Sound good?
Yep. Thank you.
And Gary, just a quick thing for you to mull on really, really fast. Two things I just heard you say. You feel like you're being ingenuine, not being genuine with people, because you feel like you have our motives. Okay? You said that in one breath, but in the next breath, you said, I know I have this great product, meaning I believe that means you believe in the product. You think it's going to help them. It's going to enhance their lives. So if you truly believe that, why in the world would you feel like you're being ingenuine? So just kind of chew on those things, because those two comments don't really go together. They don't really match up. So we got to get
that belief that you really believe what you have to overcome that first thought. Does that make sense? So just kind of chew on that today.
Yeah, no, you know what? It's so complicated in my mind. I'm trying to figure it out myself, what it is that's blocking me, because there are days when I just, you know, I feel so blocked because...
You know, Gary, you weren't on the beginning
experience.
Of the call, right? You came on late today?
Yes. Yeah, I came
in the beginning of the call, I referenced four books, and one of them was See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar, which is an old book. Did you ever read it?
What's the name of it?
See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar.
No.
Okay. It is the greatest book on sales ever written because it's not written from the perspective of selling. It's written from the perspective of the best way to get the things you want in life is to help other people get what they want. That's the whole premise of the book. So you're reading a book from one of the best salesmen of all time explaining that whatever he was selling, he believed that it would make people's lives better. I'm going to encourage you to read that book. Even though it's old, it is not outdated. And we'll still, you know, have our call and we'll still work on the mindset block. But I think it will help you because everything you're thinking is simply in your head. That's the only place it lives. So when you start to change your thoughts, and rather than going, they're going to think I'm selling them, when you start to go, here's an opportunity to make somebody's life better, then you'll cross that line, and when people say yes, and ultimately, thank you, you changed my life, that's when that belief goes away completely. So it's a process. But right now, you've got to don't spend that much time figuring it out. It's like you figured it out. Now invest the time in overcoming it. And I think role-playing will help a lot because knowing what to say, or I shouldn't say it that way, feeling confident in what you say, and I think Tony just spoke to that. He said, you know, the role-playing helped because he went in feeling differently about how to present. So I think role-playing is always a good way to turn it from I don't know what to say into I have some good options and I feel good about them. So this is the reason I want to do this with everybody is let's just get you to the next level as you meet with Jenny and I privately. Okay, until we speak again independently or together as a group on Wednesday, keep it moving forward and be better, everybody. Bye-bye.